Background. The regional and county snapshots displayed below highlight the demographic and economic statistics of the region. As the data shows, the largest industry sectors are healthcare and social assistance, manufacturing, transportation and warehousing, and retail trade. The region has high concentrations of employment compared to the national average in transportation and warehousing, finance and insurance, and manufacturing. The average worker in the Kibda ADD earned annual wages of $68,020 as of 2025 Q1. Average annual wages per worker increased 3.2% in the region over the preceding four quarters. For comparison purposes, annual average wages were $74,181 in the nation as of 2025 Q1. Additionally, the cost of living is 6.1% lower in the Kibda region than the U.S. average. The unemployment rate for the Kibda ADD was 4.1% as of May 2025. The regional unemployment rate was higher than the national rate of 4.0%. 1 year earlier, in May 2024, the unemployment rate in the Kibda ADD was 4.3%. Over the next 5 years, employment in the Kibda ADD is projected to expand by 3,740 jobs. The fastest growing sector in the region is expected to be healthcare and social assistance with a plus 0.5% year-over-year rate of growth. The strongest forecast by number of jobs over this period is expected for healthcare and social assistance, plus 2,416 jobs, transportation and warehousing, plus 1,522, and professional, scientific, and technical services, plus 911. To support the growth in these industries and to continue to attract new businesses, local governments need to coordinate on how to provide basic public services such as infrastructure, affordable housing, high-speed internet, and healthcare needs. Communities must work toward a more inclusive and equitable growth strategy that values the viewpoints and talents of those historically underserved and/or underrepresented. In recognition that not all groups in the region have historically had equitable access to the benefits of a strong regional economy, associated impediments must be identified and remedied. According to Kentucky State Data Center projections, by the year 2030, the population in the Kibda region is expected to grow to 1,077,435. This would add 70,015 people to the area. A growing demographic are those aged 65 and older. According to the ACT's 2023 five-year estimates, this population makes up 16.7% of the population within the region. This is close to the national trend of 16.8%. This highlights the need for local governments, nonprofits, and public and private entities to strategically plan for the housing, mobility, and healthcare needs of an aging population. In addition, it shows the importance of workforce development planning to decide how to replace a population that is leaving the workforce. Kentucky, like the rest of the country, has seen tremendous strides in broadband development and accessibility. While Kentucky had been pushing for broadband expansion before 2020, the COVID-19 pandemic highlighted the urgency in which broadband accessibility needed to be achieved. Broadband accessibility and digital literacy are essential to economic resiliency, healthcare accessibility, quality of life, and education. The preference of remote work, while in some ways has been disruptive, it also provides unique opportunities for local governments and economic development professionals to work towards attracting these workers to relocate within their region. To further advocate for broadband expansion, the Kentucky General Assembly established the Kentucky Office of Broadband Deployment and a Broadband Deployment Fund. In the Kibda region, over $55 million has been awarded for broadband expansion projects in the first round of funding. For round two, there is an additional six projects funded in the Kibda region. Kibda worked with the State Office of Broadband Deployment to create broadband availability maps for the region to highlight communities in the most need. For business recruitment in the region, broadband is essential. However, with the influx of money being used for broadband development, having this utility is not necessarily an advantage a community has over another, and is now more of an expectation. Businesses have many options for sites that have broadband access, so the areas that still lack access need investment not to have an advantage in attracting business, but to just be on par with the rest of the country. The achievements of broadband development do not stop with connectivity. The region will need to make strides to teach digital skills and provide hardware to those that cannot afford the necessary equipment to be connected. KIPDA can assist partners such as Goodwill and Kentuckiana Works, who are already working towards these goals. Programs such as the Affordable Connectivity Program are crucial to bridging this gap. This program provides discounts to households that have an income below 200% of the federal poverty line for internet service or purchasing laptops, tablets, or desktop computers. One of the biggest barriers as a planning agency is data accessibility and mapping. Currently, there is no adequate mapping that accurately shows where services are not available, and households that have services available but are not being subscribed to by residents. KIPDA has worked with the Kentucky Office for Broadband Deployment to review its maps currently in development. The goal is to provide an adequate and reliable map that shows broadband needs throughout the Commonwealth and in the KIPDA region. Sources: 2023 ACTS 5-Year Estimates, Partners on Broadband, Louisville Metro Digital Inclusion, Kentuckiana Works, Kentucky Office of Broadband Development, Environment. The KIPDA region's geographical location provides the best of urban and rural landscapes and offers outdoor recreation, natural green spaces, and pristine farmland. The region is home to the city of Louisville, the largest city in the state of Kentucky. Louisville's amenity-rich downtown is nestled along the Ohio River. Historically, the Falls of the Ohio provided the only navigational barrier on the river and made Louisville a stopping place for river traffic, consequently establishing the city as an epicenter of commerce, trade, and industrial development. As downtown changed with the evolving economy, the waterfront fell into neglect. The successful redevelopment and investment in waterfront real estate has spurred residential and commercial development downtown, including recreation and event destinations like Waterfront Park, Louisville Slugger Field, Lynn Family Stadium, and the KFC Yum! Center. Built environment factors such as redlining have historically restricted development to select neighborhoods and communities. Louisville Metro and its partners are actively working to address the impacts of redlining as part of a more inclusive community and economic development strategy. The region's commitment to conserving the natural landscape and making it accessible to all has resulted in an impressive park system, including 13 Olmsted Parks. Thousands of acres of open and forested land, hundreds of miles of natural and paved trail, and multiple waterways provide residents and tourists healthy activities and access to nature. Destinations include Jefferson Memorial Forest, the parklands of Floyd's Fork, Bernheim Arboretum and Research Forest, and the Louisville Loop, which is a 100-mile trail system that will encircle the city and link existing parks and neighborhoods. There are also two state parks in Taylorsville Lake State Park and E.P. Tom Sawyer State Park that offer many outdoor recreation opportunities. The rural counties in the area have committed to preserving their cultural heritage and livelihood by continuing to work agricultural lands. In total, there are over 588,000 acres of prime farmland in the region. Growth threatens to encroach upon these lands, therefore public policies and planning efforts need to continue to support economic growth while protecting natural and agricultural land uses. Agriculture plays a vital role in the economy of the region, contributing millions of dollars from the production of crops and livestock. While direct employment in the sector is small, secondary linkages produce numerous jobs in the region. The region recognizes the importance of cultivating relationships between the Kentucky Department of Agriculture, the Governor's Office of Agriculture Policy, the U.S. Economic Development Administration, other Kentucky Area Development Districts, and others to promote and develop the agricultural sector of the Kentucky economy. To enhance economic opportunity in this industry requires supporting a wide array of agribusiness and agritech, while broadening the reach of the agricultural businesses in the region through Kentucky Proud partnerships, value-added products, and direct-to-consumer abilities. The region is also increasing its focus on air quality and environmental health outcomes. Historically underserved neighborhoods and communities are disproportionately affected by reduced air quality, due in large part to the presence of large-scale industrial plants adjacent to such areas and physical barriers that isolate communities, including highways. The Kibda region must continue to identify such barriers and identify mitigation measures to ensure health equity across populations. Culture. The region's natural environment and economic capabilities are thriving and robust, but it is its cultural uniqueness and originality that truly sets the region apart. Because of its location, the area celebrates both Midwestern and Southern cultural traditions. With a rich history in agriculture, horse farms, and river travel, the region has many cultural assets to offer. Whether it is visiting Shelbyville, the American saddlebred capital of the world, going on farm tours in Oldham County, starting the Kentucky Bourbon Trail, or attending horse races, the Kibda region hosts experiences that are unique to the area and make up the culture. Both of Kentucky's signature industries, equine and bourbon, are on full display in the Kibda region. The Kentucky Derby horse race has been held annually in Louisville, Kentucky since 1875. The event is nationally recognized and brings guests from all around the world. The Kentucky Derby's estimated economic impact for the region is over $324 million. There is a parade and several festivals that take place in April leading up to the Kentucky Derby that also help fuel the regional economy. The largest of these is the massive firework display, Thunder Over Louisville, which has a $56 million economic impact according to the Kentucky Derby Festival. The bourbon industry is expanding in the region and remains a cultural product that the area continues to capitalize upon. The region is home to 26.4% of the state of Kentucky's distillery locations and is currently expanding operations into counties within the area that have yet to land a distilling operation. In addition, 75% of the corn used by distillers in 2020 came from Kentucky farmers. This is an example of local businesses supporting local agriculture. Along with the bourbon industry, the craft brewing industry has continued to expand in the region. There are now 41 microbrewery license holders in the region that are providing unique experiences to citizens and travelers. The agriculture industry and culinary schools in the region have developed a food culture that prioritizes the use of locally grown and distributed foods. The use of locally grown foods help get nutrition to areas that are classified as food deserts and to at-risk populations. Every county within the region offers direct-to-consumer fresh food through farmers' markets and roadside stands. Festivals and cultural celebrations take place within the region throughout the year. Music, arts, and entertainment are all seen as integral components of the regional culture, and all get their specific festival to showcase their impact on the region's identity. Some of the largest of these festivals are the Folksoul Music, Art and Environmental Activism Festival, Muhammad Ali Week, and the St. James Court Art Show. These cultural traditions bring the creative class, entrepreneurs, and artists of the region together and allow visitors to see the artistic community that the area embraces. The region boasts a thriving family culture as well, with a cultural pass available for children ages 0 to 21 to enjoy free access to many of the region's arts and cultural institutions. Museums showcasing art, science, technology, sports, craft, and design are all offered in the region, as well as exceptional programs in ballet, orchestra, and theater. The outdoor spaces and park systems have been so well planned and protected in the region that they have become a part of the cultural matrix of the area, and many residents claim them as one of their strongest assets. Economy. To continue to remain a viable and growing economy, the region must continue to be a place that creative and entrepreneurial people, and their businesses, want to be a part of. This will be accomplished by preserving the environment and cultural attributes that help to give the region its sense of place and identity. Promoting the Kibda region as an area that is a great place to work, live, and play is important in retaining the current workforce, as well as attracting new people into the region. Supporting sustainable infrastructure that is critical to helping economic impact projects succeed will also need to be a top priority. The region should leverage its assets to develop an environment that gives entrepreneurs the best chance to succeed, while also being appealing enough to attract new businesses and be mindful of equitable economic growth. This includes promoting the welcoming business climate in the region. The region is also within a day's drive of nearly two-thirds of the U.S. population. This is possible through the robust interstate system, making the region a logistics hub. The region also has an active river port, commercially navigable rivers, strong railway system, and a commercial airport. The Kibda region contributes to the vitality of the Golden Triangle, an economic region containing more than half of the total population in the state, between Louisville, Lexington, and northern Kentucky, Cincinnati. The logistical advantage of having the UPS Worldport operating out of Louisville helps to promote business development opportunities and allows companies to compete on a more global scale. The UPS Worldport is the largest fully automated package handling facility in the world. In 2022, Louisville, Kentucky ranked within the top 5 for business facilities top-ranked logistics leaders in the country. A low cost of living, affordable energy rates, and some of the cheapest business costs in the nation all weigh in as big factors to entice companies who want to save costs and invest more resources into their operations. Connectivity in the region has recently been enhanced with the completion of the Ohio River Bridges project. The highway system in the region provides one-day access to well over 60% of the major domestic markets via Interstates I-64, I-65, and I-71. A well-maintained secondary road network also adds convenient ingress and egress to the major interstate highways. River travel and railways have historically played a large part in the area's manufacturing presence and are still widely used today. The Port of Louisville provides a competitive advantage in handling bulk products on the U.S. inland waterway system to the Gulf of Mexico. The port is a 300-acre facility with 13 miles of on-site and off-site railroad track. The facility includes a bulk commodity transfer terminal, barge fleeting area, ground storage, and a general cargo dock. The region is also served by 2 Class 1 railroads, CSX and Norfolk Southern, NS. Both CSX and NS railroads provide the region with direct rail service to all markets east of the Mississippi River as well as connecting service to the West Coast. To continue the economic growth within the state, Kentucky has established the Kentucky Product Development Initiative, KPDI, to support upgrades at industrial sites throughout the Commonwealth. This was a partnership between the Kentucky Cabinet for Economic Development and the Kentucky Association for Economic Development. The initiative includes $100 million in state funding. Applicants can seek funding for site and infrastructure improvement projects that generate increased economic development opportunities and job creation. As the region continues to grow, a multi-jurisdictional and equitable approach must be had to develop a balanced system of infrastructure, economic development, and community planning. Leaders must respect and retain current businesses to achieve a climate that will entice new economic endeavors while also supporting the environmental resiliency and cultural vitality of the region. Workforce. Just as the economy is evolving, so are the needs of businesses and industries in the Kibda region. The fastest-growing industries and identified target sectors will increase the demand for workers with diverse skill sets and education levels. The labor force will need to have strong skill sets in advanced manufacturing processes, biotechnology, healthcare and medical research, innovative technologies, alternative energy, logistics, agricultural processing, and administrative and technical services. Not all of these fields require advanced degrees but do require an advanced skill set that can be achieved through 2-year degree programs, specific training, certificates, and apprenticeships. Expected growth rates for occupations vary by the education and training required. While all employment in the Kibda ADD is projected to grow 0.1% over the next 10 years, occupations typically requiring a postgraduate degree are expected to grow 0.3% per year. Those requiring a bachelor's degree are forecast to grow 0.4% per year. And occupations typically needing a 2-year degree or certificate are expected to grow 0.4% per year. Strategic planning and partnering with education providers is needed to make basic skills and vocation training more compatible with the needs of the ever-changing market. The region's vast educational opportunities give the workforce a real advantage by offering numerous colleges, universities, and technical schools. The work of these institutions led to higher educational attainment rates than state averages. Current workforce development efforts in the region consist of Kentuckiana Works, the region's Workforce Development Board, the Kentucky Work Ready Communities Initiative, and KY FAME. Regional workforce development must take a more inclusive approach to ensure all KIPDA residents have access to good jobs, following principles outlined by the Department of Commerce and the Department of Labor to enhance job quality. Recruitment and hiring. Qualified applicants, especially those from underserved communities, are actively recruited. Benefits. Workers are provided family-sustaining benefits that promote economic security and mobility. Diversity, equity, inclusion, and accessibility. All workers have equal opportunity and are respected, empowered, and treated fairly. Empowerment and representation. Workers can engage in protected, concerted activity without fear of retaliation, and contribute to decisions about their work, how it is performed, and organizational direction. Job security and working conditions. Workers have a safe, healthy, and accessible workplace, adequate hours and predictable schedules. Organizational culture. All workers belong, are valued, contribute meaningfully to the organization, and are engaged and respected. Pay. All workers receive a stable and predictable living wage before overtime, tips and commissions, and skills and career advancement. Workers have equitable opportunities and tools to progress to future good jobs, as well as transparent promotion and advancement opportunities. Post-secondary education facility locations. Sources: UK College of Agriculture, Food and Environment, KIPDA Economic Overview 2025 Q1. Additional agricultural production information for the region can be obtained from the USDA Census of Agriculture found here. http://www.agcensus.usda.gov. Kentucky Distillers Association 2021 Economic Impact Report. Business Facilities 18th Annual Rankings Report. Port of Louisville, Kentucky Derby Festival. Kentucky Department of Tourism. Louisville Tourism. Go to louisville.com. Kentucky State Data Center Population Projections. Kentucky Geography Network. Higher Education Institution Locations. UK College of Agriculture, Food and Environment, KIPDA Economic Overview 2025 Q1.